Kelly, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you. What's up?
Okay, so I've been married for 10 years, 11 years actually, and I'm a stay-at-home mom of three kids, 10, 8, and 6. And my 8-year-old has been lying about the silliest stuff for the past year or so, and none of the consequences that I've given him are working. And
what
so I'm hoping...
Okay, slow down.
Sure.
What does he lie about?
Well, the one this morning, and it's consistent, is he tells me he's brushed his teeth, and then I go and check his toothbrush, and it's completely dry.
Okay, what
else?
And
he does this often. The other one is he says, I pack him a lunch, and then I come home and I say, hey, bud, how was your lunch? Oh, it was good. And I said, do you eat it? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I eat it. And then his lunch is completely full of everything that I packed him that morning.
And why would he not eat?
So I've thought about it, and I think what he's doing is I think he wants the time to play and talk with his friends instead of actually eating anything.
Yeah, but his friends are eating.
I know.
So that doesn't work. Let's try something else. He doesn't come home hungry?
He does. And I will tell him that he can either eat his lunch or he can have something healthy like carrots or something. And he will just choose to wait, and he'll wait until dinner time.
And what is his energy level at school?
He's busy, and he gets good grades. He's doing well.
And what does he eat at breakfast?
Usually cereal and toast or a piece of fruit.
Well, cereal is a terrible breakfast. You know better than that.
Yeah.
Plus, of course, it's like oatmeal, but that's just pure sugar.
No, he eats like Cheerios.
Yeah. You shouldn't be eating cereal. Should be eggs.
But he's
cottage
so
cheese.
He hates both.
Okay. Don't have cereal in the house. Only have healthy things in the house. And have him make his own breakfast. Have him pack his own lunch. If he doesn't want to have lunch, say okay. He's not lying to get out of having done something bad.
Okay.
So he's not like a bad kid. He's not like a sociopath. He's lying because it's the easiest way to deal with you.
Say that one more time. He's lying because why?
It's the easiest way to deal with you.
Okay.
Instead of talking to you about if he's hungry, if he's not hungry. I mean, he's active. He's doing well in school. So my guess is he's eating something else at school.
Okay.
Because there's no way he could go through the whole day and function.
Okay.
He'd be depleted. He's not depleted. That means he's eating something.
Yeah.
We don't know what it is. So take him to the grocery store and say, I have a feeling, I'm wondering, if you're not crazy about what I'm making you for lunch, so let's walk around, you pick the stuff you want, whatever it is, as long as it's not horrible for you, you can have it. He's not lying to get out of stealing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's lying because it's easier than having a conversation and getting an argument. Whether you give an argument or not, he's imagining it would be.
Same with brushing his teeth then? Same kind of thing. That's why he's doing that.
So, are you married to his dad?
I am, yep.
Good. Well, dad and son could have, just before you go to bed, brushing our teeth together party every night.
Okay.
And you could have it in the morning. So it becomes a fun thing, because brushing your teeth is not exciting to a kid.
Right. Okay, so we can just start doing that stuff together, and then that way I know it's done.
No, that way you're spending time with your boy.
Okay.
Stop thinking about being oriented on the outcome.
Yeah, I'm very oriented on the outcome about so many things.
Yeah, I know. You know, there are different personality traits. That's the one you have to control a little bit when you're dealing with kids.
Yeah.
So I'd like you... Because it'd even be a blessing for you to put that aside and just be doing stuff with him that's funny.
Okay.
Like how many faces you can make while you're brushing your teeth.
Okay.
He'll look forward to brushing his teeth. But mostly, He'll have great memories of fun with Mama brushing teeth.
Mm. Oh, that gives me tears because I had never considered that.
Yeah.
And that can be our, you know, I have two daughters and we do fun things, but I have struggled to do something fun with him. And while brushing your teeth may not be the funnest thing, it could be something where we start. And so, okay,
I think the problem you're having with respect to what you just said is you're a girl, so you know what to do with girls.
Yes.
He's a guy.
Yeah.
You're not quite sure what to do with a guy.
No, he's just such a boy, and I don't understand it very well.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Totally understandable. Okay. I get it.
Okay. Okay, I can do this.
So when he comes home from school, say to him, so, we got a half an hour to go do something fun and crazy. What do you want to do?
Okay.
And then go do that, rather than feeding him carrots.
Okay.
But do take him to the store and say, you pick out what you want for lunch.
Okay.
Whatever it is.
I can do that.
As long as it's, you know, not pure sugar. And stop with the cereals.
Okay.
Yeah, just too much carbohydrate.